KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, we have drizzle and 35 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Well, as we've been mentioning all morning long, we do have several school districts that are starting late, and here they are one more time. 2-hour late starts today for Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Clarinda, Coon Rapids, Bayard, and Creston. A 2-hour late start also for Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton Community Schools. Essex is starting 90 minutes late this morning. Nottoway Valley and Orion-Maxburg will be 2 hours late, along with Prescott. Southwest Valley, which is Villisca and Corning, has a 2-hour late start, and Stanton has a 90-minute late start. Classes at Southwestern Community College in Creston will begin at 9 a.m. today. Authorities say icy roads have made travel treacherous in much of Iowa, especially in the southeast part of the state. In West Burlington, Brian Carter runs the Des Moines County Roads Department. He says all of his trucks were out this morning, spreading a mixture of sand and salt. But he says there are a couple of hills that even his trucks are having trouble getting up and down. Carter said the freezing rain arrived at a bad time for morning commuters. He said there's a number of people being reasonable, and there's a number of people driving way too fast for conditions. The National Weather Service says a winter weather advisory that freezing rain will likely change to rain along and south of Interstate 80 later today. Now, the latest special weather statements from the Weather Service for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. Officials say freezing rain will continue to create localized areas of slick roads this morning. Accumulations are expected to be light, but it'll be just enough to develop a glaze on the untreated roadways and your windshield. So if you're out driving this morning, please drive with caution and be prepared for slick roads. Temperatures should begin to warm up from south to north this morning and gradually bring an end to the freezing drizzle threat. A Senate panel has approved a bill that could halt the upcoming closings of state mental health centers in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant. A 3-member Human Resources Subcommittee approved the bill unanimously on Monday, and it now heads to a full committee for consideration. The bill would require the State Department of Human Services to keep the facilities open until it develops a suitable and appropriate long-term care and treatment plan for its patients. The legislature would approve the plan. Governor Terry Branstad's budget proposal removes funding for the facilities. State officials say patients will be able to receive treatment elsewhere. Critics say the closings, scheduled for later this year, have not been well organized. Democratic Senator Rich Taylor, the bill's sponsor, says he has bipartisan support in both chambers. Well, the Iowa State Patrol late Monday afternoon released information about a fatal accident that took place just after midnight Saturday in Adel. Troopers responded to a 2-vehicle crash on Highway 6. An investigation determined 37-year-old Heidi Lynn Harkrader from rural Adel was westbound crossing the Raccoon River Bridge when her vehicle was rear-ended by a vehicle driven by 38-year-old Justin Krutzinger of Dexter. Both vehicles then went into the north ditch and eventually struck a home on South 5th Street in Adel. Harkrader was pronounced dead at the scene. Krutzinger was charged with vehicular homicide and is being held in the Dallas County Sheriff's Office on $25,000 cash-only bond. The Iowa State Patrol, Dallas County Sheriff's deputies, and Adel police officers investigated that accident. The Sheriff's Office in Cass County says no injuries were reported following a single-vehicle accident late last Thursday morning. The accident happened on 750th Street at Independence Road at around 10:50 a.m., Officials say a 2001 Ford Ranger driven by 18-year-old Tyler Allen Steele of Anita, was northbound on 750th Street when Steele lost control of the pickup on the icy road. The vehicle entered the west ditch and hit support wires for a power pole. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000 and damage to the support wires estimated at $500. There were no citations issued. Police in Council Bluffs are asking motorists to avoid the area of Harry Langdon Boulevard and Highway 92 after an oversized semi driven by Timothy Downing of Council Bluffs went through the intersection and struck a set of traffic signals, knocking them down yesterday. That happened sometime after 2 p.m. The intersection was being controlled by 4-way stop signs until further notice. Officials expected the intersection to be back to normal sometime today. The Atlantic Police Department reports 3 recent arrests. On Sunday, 49-year-old Tracy Auerbach of Sheraton was arrested on an OWI first offense charge. Auerbach was booked into the Cass County Jail. On Saturday, officers with the APD arrested 28-year-old Christopher Castillo of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for violation of his probation. And 26-year-old Jeremy Blagden of Atlantic was arrested Saturday for disorderly conduct and assault on a police officer. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. Authorities in Union County said yesterday an Adams County woman was arrested Friday on a warrant. 48-year-old Carolyn R. Cook of Prescott was arrested on a Union County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Cook was booked into the jail and later released on $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office also reports a hit-and-run property damage accident happened Saturday afternoon in Afton. Authorities said a 2014 Lincoln Navigator was legally parked on Kansas Street and was backing out of a parking stall at around 3:15 p.m. when an eastbound pickup truck made contact with the left rear side of the SUV. The pickup then took off. Damage to the SUV, driven by 61-year-old Jody Hokeson of Creston, was estimated at $2,000. Hokeson was not injured during the accident. The Cass County Emergency Management Agency has officially rolled out a countywide mass notification system. Last month, we told you the county was in the final stages of preparing for the launch of the system, which uses Inspiron Logistics Wireless Emergency Notification System, or WENS. Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan says Cass County now has the ability to send residents important updates during emergencies, and the WENS is another tool that you can keep right in your pocket to stay informed about those emergencies.
This is something we've looked at for as long as I've been coordinator here, beyond 6 years. It's a way for us to get information directly to residents in the event of an emergency. In the past, we've looked at it. Quite frankly, it's been an issue with money. You know, you have limited resources there. And the fact that we have had good local media partners, the fact that we could lean on them and we know that people are listening and we can get information quickly out to people.
The Cass County Emergency Notification System will allow county officials to provide residents with critical emergency notifications and instructions in an efficient and timely manner.
You can take a situation in a small town in Cass County. Mm-hmm. If they had a hazardous material situation, say an anhydrous ammonia leak, something of that nature, we could really target our, you know, we're not going to send a message out to the whole county when that particular town is where the threat is. And we can really target in and get those people notified right in that area.
And while all landline phones have been entered automatically into the system, registration will be required for those residents wanting to receive emergency alerts by other electronic means.
People will be able to register their electronic devices. Okay, so you can have a notification come through your cell phone, it can also be on an iPad, for instance, if you've got an email, and it can be a voice message as well.
At registration, residents will be allowed to customize how they will receive messaging and what types of message they would like to receive. The system is fully integrated with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, allowing automated weather notifications to all subscribers, including tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, flash flooding, and other notifications. You can even select what type of future weather alert you want simply by clicking on a box for that announcement. To register, you can go to the link under this same story at the news tab at KJAN.com or go to our homepage at KJAN.com. There's a link for you right there as well. That is a check of our news here on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.